Welcome to Mini Magic, the kids' podcast where we talk about magic, witches, spells, and whatever else you want. Hey witches, we are getting right to it today with a Sabbat episode of Mini Magic, chatting about the August 1st celebration of Lunasa. I'm going to go over the history and mythology and then give some suggestions for things that you can do with your family or friends to make your Lunasa special. Lunasa is one of the harvest festivals celebrated in the Wheel of the Year. Falling in between the summer solstice and fall equinox, this day, like I mentioned, traditionally falls on August 1st, and it was celebrated as a festival in honor of the god Lu and his mother. We've talked about harvest festivals before and cross-quarter days as they relate to the Wheel of the Year, but just for a little refresher, the 8 points around that wheel are the 2 equinoxes, 2 solstices, and then the 4 other days, which we call cross-quarter days, that are located about equally distant in between those solstice and equinox points. I also wanted to touch briefly on the phrase harvest festival because it's something that we say a lot, but I think it's important to know why these days were so special. The harvest was a community event. Planting, growing, and harvesting food was one of the central functions of life in ancient times. Because people couldn't just go to the grocery store, they had to grow every single thing that they wanted to eat. And they had to make sure that there was enough to last through the winter when the crops died. So showing thanks to the earth for that food and working and living in harmony with these natural planting cycles was extremely important. And the harvest was a symbol of prosperity and all of the hard work that people had been doing to prepare for it. In this case, the first crops that were harvested were believed to actually contain the spirit of the harvest mother goddess, so they were considered to be divine and worthy of worship themselves. Some Sabbat days have really ancient origins that can be traced way back hundreds or sometimes thousands of years, and some have been more recently named or celebrated. But as far as Lunasa goes, also sometimes called Lammas, we do have evidence that people have been celebrating this day for a long time. It's actually been written about in some of the oldest Irish mythology. So starting with the origins of the word, Lunasa is a combination of Lu, who is the name of a god, and the word Nasad, which means assembly. So it literally means an assembly, a gathering, or a celebration in honor of the god Lu. It is a very direct and clear name, unlike some of the other holiday names we've talked about. And like I mentioned, there are actually 2 names. So Lunasa, and Lammas. You might hear people use either one or both, and you can use whichever you like. Like we covered earlier, the name Lunasa is for the god Lu in Irish mythology, and it falls on the day he was said to have a summer game competition in honor of his mother. The word Lammas comes from an old English translation that literally means loaf of bread, which is a reference to the bread typically baked on this day after the first wheat was harvested. We've mentioned the god Lu a few times now, but I think we should talk about who Lu really is. Lu is best known as being the god of many skills. He is an Irish god who is extremely talented in both the arts and sports and athletics. Mythology tells us the story of how he became one of the leaders of the gods when he came to ask for admission to their kingdom. Lou offered up his skills as a craftsman, a poet, a harpist, a warrior, a historian, an artist, and more. But still, he was denied entrance because the gods said they already had a god who was an expert at each of those skills. They already had an expert poet and an expert warrior god and an expert historian. But Lou refused to give up. He really, really wanted a spot, so he tried to come up with something, some skill he had that none of the other gods had mastered yet. And finally, Lou came back to them and he asked if they had a god who was the master of not just one skill, but of all skills at once. They had to admit that no, they did not, and he gained entrance to the Hall of Gods and became one of their leaders. But Lunasa isn't just a general celebration of Lu, it's actually a specific festival and competition that's said to have been put on by Lu in honor of his mother. It was kind of many different things rolled into one. First, it was a funeral for her because it said that she died after being so exhausted after clearing the plains of all of Ireland so they could be planted for the harvest. So, secondly, in addition to being a funeral for her, it was a huge festival and market. It was like a big fair where everyone gathered in one place for different exhibitions and shopping and visiting with friends and family from far away. So people would wait all year for this, and it was one of the biggest and most celebrated days. In addition to just shopping and talking and hanging out, the leaders from different areas would meet together, and then they would make laws and settle disagreements, draw up contracts, and set up marriages between different families. According to medieval writings, kings from different areas would come to the festival, and instead of maybe fighting like they usually did, they declared a truce just for the duration of Lunasa. So everyone decided that any disagreements would just all be put aside for this celebration, and the festival is considered a time of sacred peace. But third, and perhaps what Lunasa is best remembered as, it was a competition. The funeral games were held in honor of Lu's mother on Lunasa, and this is where people from all over would come and compete in a bunch of different areas, like sporting events and horse racing. They would play music, there would be storytelling and plays, and it's actually really good timing that we're talking about this right now because the Olympic Games are happening in Japan. And our Olympics that we have now and watch and celebrate goes way, 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 way back to the ancient Olympic Games, which have been compared to the games at Lunasa. So while all of these markets and meetings were happening, it was all really centralized around this huge competition and the athletes and competitors who came to show off their skills. There's also more mythology that you can look up about Lu if you want to read some of these stories or others more in depth. And now that we've done some history and origins, let's talk about some of the practical ways that you can celebrate Lunasa. One traditional Lunasa activity is climbing to the top of a tall hill. Now, in ancient times, this was done to make an offering to Lu, but you can leave an offering for whoever you want. This can be baked bread from what would have been the first harvest or ripe fruit. For a family activity, maybe you can try finding a new hike to take in your area, or the highest spot around you. You can bring along an offering from home, or you can gather up some fun things out along the way, and then you can leave them for Lu, or your local land spirits, or another god or goddess that you feel connected to. In the tradition of the competitions held on Lunasa, this is a great day to play outdoor games like frisbee, tag, soccer, do a water balloon toss or an egg race, really anything you can play with others or make into a contest. I even like to do board games, and it can be really fun to create little prizes for the winners of each game, but that's if you want to get a little more organized and throw an actual family festival with games. You can also put on plays, sing songs, or do other performances that show off your special skills. Really, whatever it is that you think is your special talent, find a way to work with that or show that off on Lunasa. Of course, we like to switch up our family altar space with some seasonal things. In this case, it's usually a lot of fresh fruit and grains, vegetables, things that are in season or have come from around your natural area. One thing that I really like to add and make is a dry apple slice garland. And you can do it in the oven, but if you live somewhere where it's really hot outside now, like I am in Texas and it is so hot, it has been over 100 degrees like every day this week. So if you want to do that, you can just set them out on a flat piece, like a flat piece of land or a table on a piece of wax paper. And then if you just flip them back and forth a few times, usually they'll be dried in like 6 or 7 hours. But of course, you can also put them on a low temperature in the oven. And then once they're dry enough, you can poke holes through them and string them together. Some colors to include on your altar are brown, gold, yellow, different shades of green. If you think of the crops and fields, those are the colors that we're working with. Baking is heavily tied to Lunasa because of the grain harvest. The grain that was harvested would be made into bread, and then, like we said, that first loaf of bread would be left as an offering or shared as a special celebration within families. So baking something, whether it's bread or cake or cupcakes or cinnamon rolls, whatever you want to bake to share with your loved ones, can be a nice way to honor that tradition. And this is just me, but on most Sabbat days, I really like to do a check-in with my plants and my garden and the outside environment just to get a benchmark of where things are. Sometimes in everyday life, we're just moving so fast and doing so many things that we don't always pay close attention to the details outside. So I try to take some time on holidays to really hone in on that and take note of where the plants are, what is in bloom, what has died off. And in this case, also just start to say goodbye to the longer and hotter days as we slowly slip towards fall again. One thing that I mentioned earlier was that Lunasa was a time for sacred peace. So a lot of disputes were settled. And maybe if there's a friend or family member that you haven't been getting along with lately, or an argument that you are in the middle of, this can be a good time to come together and make agreements or settle things. So I hope that gives you all some good ideas for celebrating this year. And as a reminder, you don't always have to celebrate on the exact date of a cross quarter day or an equinox or a solstice. You can celebrate these days whenever it works for you, and you don't have to celebrate them at all. These are just some fun traditions that have been passed down that some witches choose to partake in. So let's answer a listener question before we finish up for the day.
Hi, I'm Sophie, and I want to know more about Wiccans.
Hi, Etty. I would love to tell you more about Wicca and Wiccans. Now, I will say that I'm not currently Wiccan, but my personal witchcraft practice has been heavily influenced by Wicca, like many modern witches. Some of my most favorite books and the first books that I read about witchcraft were Wiccan books. So Wicca is a religion that was formed in the 1930s and 1940s, so now about almost 100 years ago, by a man named Gerald Gardner with the help of a woman named Doreen Valiente. They lived in England and they studied a bunch of other practices and cultures and magic systems, and then they combined those things into a religion called Wicca. Part of the Wiccan religion is the practice of witchcraft, celebrating the seasons through the wheel of the year, worshipping the god and the goddess, and following cycles of the moon for ritual purposes. Many Wiccans also believe in something called the law of threefold. This means that any action that you put out into the world will come back to you times three. So any positive thing that you do to someone, you will get that positive energy back times three. And the same with any negative behavior. So their view of magic is generally that it should only be used for positive purposes and that you should never use harmful magic or curses or hexes against other people. Now, I think I should work on finding someone who does practice Wicca to come in and talk with me in an interview to give a more detailed look at this, the same way that we've been looking at other types of practicing. But for now, I hope that gave you a little bit more information. I hope that you all have a lovely day celebrating Lunasa if you choose to celebrate, and I will talk to you very soon. Mini Magic is produced by Moondust Press. You can find more books, worksheets, and resources online at moondustpress.com or on Instagram at moondustpress.